Got that brand new Prime Comedy Club in the Hub. Awesome place. Got to go check it out. But you especially got to get over there because we got that Fergus Falls native, Chad Daniels, hitting up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Chad, how's it going today, man?
It's going well. I was saying it's a little chilly. I just got back from Atlanta, so I'm a little bit of climate shock right now. But
yeah, I can definitely see where there's a little difference there. Though I did see they just had all the snow down there, too. And he's still shocked from them down there?
No, when I was down there, it was 70 degrees during the day. I was walking around with a t-shirt on and just enjoying life. And then I got back here, and it's -4, and I'm bundled up.
Had to put the swim trunks away?
No, they're still under my pants, but I am wearing pants over there.
So, Chad, you have been all over the place. Comedy Central, you've had multiple appearances in Conan. But I have to ask, what's it like to have your own Wikipedia page?
I don't know. It's a little scary because Wikipedia, people can edit it themselves. So I'm sure I'll find someone that doesn't like my comedy and they'll really give me a once over on there. But it hasn't happened so far.
So, Chad, you're born in Fergus Falls. You were raised in Fergus Falls. Now you're back there. What's it like? I mean, it's safe to assume you're a fan of Fergus Falls. What brings you back to that area?
Well, I grew up here, like you were saying, and I have two kids now, a 14-year-old and a 10-year-old. My mom still lives here, and I just thought, get them back to Grandpa and Grandma, and my wife lives here as well. I mean, of course, and her parents live here. So we're just kind of getting them back to the roots, and I can fly anywhere, and I can use the internet to work, so it works out well.
Perfect, perfect. It's Chad Daniels. He's got shows at the Prime Comedy Club. You got one Thursday night, two on Friday, two on Saturday, but, you know, those shows start at 8:30. What are you doing the rest of the day when you're in Fargo?
Well, my kids don't have school Thursday and Friday, so I'm probably going to be swimming and throwing smaller humans into a pool, I would imagine.
There you go, man. You got to get some enjoyment out of the kids, and what better way to get out the frustration and enjoyment with throwing a kid around a pool?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, because, you know, you throw somebody else's kids, you're in big trouble. You make your own, and all of a sudden you can do whatever you want.
You know, Chad, on that topic, you discuss your family a lot in your comedy. Is it ever a little awkward when you get home after a stand-up?
Yeah, you know, sometimes my wife has taken some heat at work, but, you know, my last opponent said I talked about my son being 14-year-old and what happens when you're that age and a boy, and I went through it with him word for word and make sure he okayed it, and he did because he knew I was talking about in general and not just him specifically, so, yeah, it works out, you know, and he liked it. You know, he got a lot of attention the next day at school, so I think he liked it.
So are you worried maybe your son will follow in those footsteps as a stand-up comic, or would you like to see him get in that game?
No, it's pretty miserable starting out, so I'd rather he didn't have to go through that. I hope he gets, like, a normal job where he can just be in one place. I mean, I have a lot of fun, don't get me wrong, but starting out, it's a little tough, you know, and it's tough being gone away from the kids, too. So it's just you need everybody to pitch in to make it work, and so far they're more than happy to do that, so I really appreciate it.
So, Chad, you know, when you like you said, it was tough to kind of get into this thing, but when did you ever have that moment when you thought, you know what, I'm pretty damn funny?
No, well, I had the moment where I thought, I'm done caring what the audience thinks, and that helped more than anything, because if you show a little blood in the water, man, it's like the sharks will attack. So once you stop caring what the outcome is, it almost sounds like you're being disrespectful to the crowd, but you're really doing them a favor by not caring, because then, you know, you control the show, and they don't, you know, they don't steer where your comedy goes, and I think it works out well for everybody. So maybe not a, hey, man, I'm really funny moment, but a I can captain the ship moment for sure.
So, Chad, you know, you've been all over. You've been doing these shows all over the country. You've been on Conan multiple times. You can check that out right on this blog below. You can watch his stand-up there. Chad, what was the most awkward running that you've had with somebody on your travels? Like maybe another celebrity that you've got to meet, maybe another comedian. What was the most awkward person you've ran into so far?
Well, I'd say the most awkward thing, I mean, this is kind of a fun story. It was a heckler, and I was in Chicago, and I had driven down there. So I was living in the cities at the time. It was 7 hours down to Chicago. I was doing an audition for Star Search. And I went on stage, and I had a story about how a woman, a nurse, had taken my pulse, but she didn't have her index finger, so I was talking about that. And this woman in the crowd lost her mind and would not leave me alone, and I was explaining to her, you know, hey, I only have 7 minutes to do this set, and I drove 7 hours to get here. I have to drive 7 hours back right away. And she goes, I don't care. And I said, all right, well, what's wrong? And she held up her hands, and she just had a pinky and a thumb on both fingers, or on both hands, excuse me. And so I said, oh, that's why, okay. And I go, had I known you were going to be so crabby, I wouldn't have told that story. And she said, well, I wasn't crabby until you told the story. I said, no, not crabby, mad, like crabby. And then I held my hands up with my pincers. and she lost her mind. And the audience was booing me so hard I could feel my hair moving. But all I could see in the back of the club were like the comedians high-fiving and hugging. And so that was a good moment. And it turns out the person that was booking Star Search at the time now books Conan. So he said I couldn't be on Star Search because he didn't want me to say something like that to the judges, but he'd keep me in mind for something in the future. And then he did. You know, I've been on Conan 3 times, so he's kept his word. And that doesn't always happen in Los Angeles. So J.P. Buck is a man of his word and a really good guy.
Weird to think that lady with 2 fingers could set that up so well for you.
Yeah, when she did that, I didn't know what was going on because everybody was real uncomfortable. So I thought it was either apologize or go for the throat, and I picked the latter.
It's Chad Daniels. He's going to be at that all-new Prime Comedy Club in the Hub. Got 1 show Thursday, 2 shows on Friday, and another 2 on Saturday. Make sure to go check him out this weekend. Chad, can't thank you enough for coming on. Have a great show, dude.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I really, really appreciate your time.